Y'all, peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord be with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I hope that your mental health gets better, and I hope that your situation clears up as well day by day. And I pray that the Lord gives you a merrier heart and you have more joy and more stability. Amen. And I hope that you all had a blessed day today. You know, got to be content and grateful for another day. God woke us up this morning. He got us through. He brought us back home safely. Amen. So let us give him glory for that. All right. Now, today's message, I'm going to continue reading the book of Exodus and then close out with a prayer and then the priestly blessing and just go from there. All right. So I know there's a lot going on in everybody's lives, but you got to be patient. Got to hang in there. Just take it one step at a time. All right. So let's go through with the book of Exodus, chapter 11. And the Lord said unto Moses, yet I will bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards, he will let you go hence. When he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out of the air, out hence altogether. Speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbor and every woman of her neighbor jewels of silver and jewels of gold. And the Lord gave Moses, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. And Moses said, thus says the Lord, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh sitteth upon his throne, even unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of beasts. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against a man or beast, that ye may know how that the Lord does put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. And all these thy servants shall come down unto me, and bow down themselves unto me, saying, get thee out, and all the people that follow thee, and after that I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in a great anger. And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. And Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, so that he would not let the children of Israel go out of his land. All right, the book of Exodus, chapter 12. Here we go. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye to the congregation of Israel, saying, in the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your account for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts of the and on the upper door posts of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread. And with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden it at all with water, but roast it with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you, when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. And in that first day there shall be an holy convocation. And then the seventh day there shall be an holy convocation to you. No matter of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. And ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in the selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at even, ye shall eat unleavened bread, until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. Ye shall eat nothing leavened, in all your habitations shall ye eat unleavened bread. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel, and said unto them, Draw out and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop, and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his post until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he see the blood upon the lintel and on the two side doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your homes, your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass when ye become to the lamb, which the Lord will give you according to all that he has promised, that ye shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass when your children shall say unto you, What mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, It is a sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the house of the children of Israel in Egypt when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. So did they. And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on the throne until the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, Rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as ye have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as ye have said, and be gone and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste. For they said, We be all dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses. And they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required. And they spoiled the Egyptians. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men beside children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds and even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victual. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed for all the children of Israel and their generations. And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, This is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof, But every man's servant that this brought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A foreigner and an hired servant shall not eat thereof. And one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth out of the flesh or brought of the house, out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee, and will keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it, and he shall be as one that is born in the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is homeborn, and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. Thus did all the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass the selfsame day that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies. The Lord keeps his promises, so let's always remember the Passover, okay? And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, sanctify to me all the firstborn whatsoever open the womb among the children of Israel, both of a man and of a beast. It is mine. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which ye came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of the hand of the Lord, strength of the hand of the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. Okay, excuse me, y'all, hold on. All right, so we're just going to hold it here for now. We're just going to read it from there. I just want to just kind of touch on the Passover and the importance of it and the ordinance of it. As you could tell, we're under this Gregorian calendar and we're under this Roman calendar. So a lot of times it's very hard for certain people to keep track of what ordinance as a time of observances really are of the Lord. Because we're under this confused metric system, this confused calendar. So as you can see that in the book of Exodus, the Lord brought Israel, out of the Israelites out of Egypt. And the Lord kept his promise. He kept his covenant. And the things he kept telling Moses and Aaron, it came to pass. That shows you that the Lord's word does not go void. Everything that the Lord says will be accomplished. All right. So nothing is too hard for the Lord. His ways is higher than our ways. His thoughts is higher than our thoughts. And the Lord does work in mysterious ways. All right. That's why we have to stay in faith and obedience along this journey in our situations. Amen. So that's that for the reading of the book of Exodus. Just wanted to just talk about the Passover and the importance of keeping and remembering it. All right. Now, there's so-called different calendars going on. So let us always be mindful of the Passover and celebrating it the right way. And just remember how the Lord brought the Israelites out of Egypt. All right. And the Lord is delivering us out of so much different things throughout our lifetime. Deliverance belongs to the Lord. Only he is the deliverer. Amen. So let's just keep that in mind. And I hope that we all stay blessed from here on out. All right. So there you have it, y'all. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. All right, so here we go. He is the Adam, the last Adam, the second Adam, the last hope of humanity. He is the Advocate, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen. The Apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation. The beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, the creator, the wonderful counselor, the dayspring, the government rests on his shoulders, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father. The faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, firstborn from the dead, the firstborn of all creation, the forerunner of the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal, the king of Israel. He is the king of kings. Amen. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, Ahai, Yeshai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Yeshua, Yes, Elohim. Yes, Jehovah Jireh. Yes, he is a sustainer. Yes, he is a sufficient one. Yes, he is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God, our Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Resurrector, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Shiloh, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the Stone of Builders rejected, the True Bread and the True God, the True Light, the True Vine. Yes, he is the way. Yes, he is the truth. He is the life. Amen. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yah, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, Adonai Eloheinu, the word of life. He is the word. Amen. Yes, we touch and agree. We serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Amen. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are renewed, restored, redeemed, healed, blessed, loved, forgiven, redeemed, embraced, favored. Amen. The Lord is doing a new thing. Former things have passed away. The Lord is doing a new thing. The Lord is giving you a new mind, a new heart, a new soul. The Lord is giving you new hands and new footsteps, new paths. Amen. New beginnings, fresh starts, clean slates. Amen. Yes, born again, new creature in Christ. Amen. Stability, sustainability. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. All right. So that's just the message. Just really want to keep it really short and just let us reflect. Remember Passover. Remember how the Lord delivered us out of Egypt. All right. The Lord will deliver you through your situation, through whatever you're going through. The Lord will deliver you. He is the Redeemer and the Deliverer. Amen. Never forget that. So there you have it. All right. So I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you get baptized. You start your life with the Most High. I pray that you repent and have new beginnings. I pray that you love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, and soul, and with strength and your might. And I pray that you love your neighbor as you love yourself. I pray that you obey and respect the law, statutes, and commandments. And I pray that you know the Lord personally and obey the gospel. I pray that you put the Lord first in your life and let all things be added to you. Amen. So what I would love to do before we go is just give y'all this priestly blessing, all right? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. God bless y'all. Peace.